I'd like to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Levi Stalsich sharing with you today. I came across, you know, sometimes we look at God and who God is and how God is almighty and all-powerful and how God is just. But if there's ever a time where you want to second guess, can I say, if God is just, there's an account in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 13, verse 9. Well, I guess it starts in verse 1. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. In Samuel, it talks about this was not just a small group that David was consulting with. In fact, it was 20, 30,000 men that he was consulting with. So this was a big deal. It was not just a little convoy. But anyway, David wanted to bring the ark back home. The ark had gotten left behind in a previous time. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, in that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them are to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. So he goes on to talk about bringing the ark home. David wanted to bring the ark home, and the Lord had given them very specific instructions that I think, if I remember right, only the priest or the Levites were supposed to touch it, and after they were supposed to put it on a cart, and from there on, no one was to touch this ark. And then we go down to... let's go to verse 8. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. So this was a big deal. This was big, as they were singing, and everything was going good as they were taking this ark home. We'll have to excuse the background noise here. I'm sitting out on our porch, and we have these little green tree frogs that come out from behind the shutters and out behind the siding. And they're usually quiet, except when it rains. This happens to be a rainy day, so then they make these barking noises. So if you hear those barking noises, it's my little green frogs that are making a noise. So verse 9. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Chidion, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he put his hand on the ark. And there he died before God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a place, it called Perez Uzzah, to this day. David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself in the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obadiah the Gilead. So it's kind of interesting. You know, we'd like to look at this and say, my, that was just an unjust God. Because this man was doing something that seemed right. But, you know, the Lord had given them instructions to not touch that. Maybe he was in the wrong place. Maybe he was not supposed to be up there. We don't know that. Maybe he was a proud man that was up beside the ark and he really wasn't supposed to be there. We don't know that. Maybe he was one of the, I don't even think it says if he was one of the Levites that or the priests. But it's just, It's one of those incidents that kind of shocks you to your core when you realize how just God is. God is a just God. He's not a God of mistakes. He's a God of truth. He's a God of all power. And, you know, as long as we walk in his ways, we have nothing to fear. But it makes it pretty clear we step outside of what God's will is for our life, outside God's principles, outside God's plan, that the end thereof is death. And in here was a literal death. So I'd like to just leave that with you all today and just consider that how just God is, and we have nothing to fear if we walk in his ways. But if we're not walking in the ways of the Lord, it is a fearful thing, because we would die. We will either die a physical death, or if not that, we would die a spiritual death, which is more chance to happen, that we would die a spiritual death. But in this case, it was a physical. So I just ask that the Lord would bless you today and would lead you to path of righteousness, of walking with God.